Hello and welcome to this edition of Talking Data. I'm here with Jack Vaughn, site editor for Search Data Management. Jack just returned from Enterprise Data World in Washington, D.C. And Jack, I know you did some reporting around NoSQL and the different mindset that the technology requires as compared to some more traditional tools. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, in this case, it's a different mindset required on the data side of the organization. They were maybe not too friendly to NoSQL at the start, or too friendly to developers who were coming up with new ideas. Once the web happened, the cloud happened, there wasn't much choice. There's so much ingestion, so much stuff coming in all the time, such a variety of docs and XML and images, that something new is needed. But if it sticks within the organization over time, they're going to want to ask questions of it. It sort of has to become enterprise NoSQL. So at the conference, I had people say that you have to unlearn things you knew about relational when you work with the non-relational. And it can be harder to unlearn than to learn. That was sort of a song that came through. For example, the whole approach to table structure is different in NoSQL. NoSQL data developers don't worry about redundancy. They have plenty of room. But for a SQL person, the great thing about SQL is that there's one spot in that relational database for something and is dependable. Here it can be all over the map. And as people try to maintain these applications over time, they're looking to find a model. Certainly one of the most interesting sessions was led by Donovan Tsai. He is a data architect at eBay. And that's a company that's seen more NoSQL databases than I've had hot lunches this much. And you can tell that the Donovan and his colleagues are trying to bring some order to things and yet let the developers continue to innovate. Among the databases that they have on hand that he mentioned, Cassandra, Mongo, Couchbase. Basically, he focused on that idea of being ready to change your mindset if you're on the enterprise architect side. Maybe people aren't all familiar with this in the data world, but in development world, there's been all these approaches to methodology over the last 15 years. Certainly, the UML modeling came along, not entirely popular with everyone for sure. Agile development, which was agile methodologies, which were attempt to keep things loose and moving and yet have some kind of structure. That structure might arise from the developer's activity. DevOps is another a development methodology mentioned at the conference. Why I found that this particularly interesting was the places where big data really came out of: Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and so forth. These were hotbeds of what you call DevOps. The developers were expected to be able to load a machine, do the operations and the configuration. They had to use several languages and know enough about data to manipulate it, know something about business issues, and know a lot of math. Does seem to be real. I particularly was interested in a session. Promad Sadalaj from ThoughtWorks discussed how DevOps methods can be useful to the new big data issues. He's in favor of pairing DBAs with developers. In this way, the developers are working with somebody who can show them the data, who know the data, who understand the data domain of a corporation. They may know that there's no need to build that because we have one in the organization already. We have a service that'll provide that. Very hot on version control. So again, version control is endemic or just intrinsic to agile methodologies. And you would think the data side would have picked up on that by now. I'm not sure they had. I saw people very interested in these sessions. They were data professionals. They're chasing after models. The NoSQL is happening in their organization. They're trying to find a way after the fact to have a view into to what's going on. And in fact, DevOps seems to be an approach that pairs the data people with the developer people and makes that happen to some extent. I talked about Donovan Tsai from eBay before, and again, he said part of their procedure is after something is built to sit the developers down and get them to talk about it and document it. Something we'll keep an eye on, and I think it's, I hate to always say it's early, but Ed, it's early.
It's always early. So it seems like the central tension here is trying to facilitate a really flexible way of handling data while also keeping the chaos under control and not letting it get out of control. But so can you tell us a little bit about how some folks are trying to manage that balance?
I think, first of all, people are being told that they should have to be open to learning about the new technology. The approach to normalization versus denormalization, the approach to tables, the approach to schema, the approach to redundancy. So the first step is sort of some basic being open to what's going on. And then as an organization, it would seem a good step is to come to understand agile development, agile methodologies, to share responsibilities, to not set up hierarchies in the organization, but instead have communication between the data stewards and the developers.
Do you see much appetite among businesses for that approach?
Businesses want to have a new outlook on things. A lot of them are so concerned that they're going to get Amazoned, and that they feel they have to have a different view on how they do things. They want to be the next Google. They want to be the next, or they don't want to get killed by a Google. Well, if they're going to do that, they actually have to look at how things are done inside a Google. Over many years, these hierarchies have built up around data, and there's good aspects to it. It shouldn't all be thrown out. Nevertheless, if you have a person in charge of the naming, if you have a person in charge of the model, if you have a person in charge of the scripting, you find that things don't happen as quickly as you'd like, which, of course, speed is the goal.
So thanks, Jack, for taking us through all that, and thank you to our listeners for joining us on this edition of Talking Data.